Now, I want to talk to you about what God's love is like. It's not like love for a spouse or love for a brother or love for children or the other more debased type of love, erotic love. God's love is, in 1 Corinthians 13, describes it. This is the way of love, though with the tongues of men and angels, if I speak with them and have not charity, I'm becoming sounding brass or tinkling cymbal. Though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could move mountains and have not love, I'm nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love envieth not. Charity is not proud, and it is not puffed up. It does not behave itself unseemly. It's not rude. Seeks not her own. It's not easily provoked and thinks no evil. It rejoices not in iniquity and sin, but rejoices in the truth. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails, but whether it be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. We know in part, we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. And there's more. And this is the apprehending this kind of love to operate in our hearts is brought in by forgiveness. We forgive those who offended. Listen, the world has tons of offenses. We just forgive. We put it in God's hands. Sometimes we even need to forgive ourselves and put it in God's hands. And God puts his love in there. It's supernatural by the Holy Spirit. It is not an earthly kind of love or worldly. I'm going to finish with Ephesians 3. This is the prayer. That Christ might dwell in your hearts by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all the ages, world without end. Amen. And as sort of a tie off, the very finality of what this is going to be in Ecclesiastes 3:11, he has made everything beautiful in its time. He has set the world, but the older versions say, eternity in the heart, so that no man can find out the work that God makes from the beginning to the end. So trust in the Lord with all your heart, and he shall, he shall direct you. He shall orchestrate and purpose your life. God bless you in our Savior Jesus Christ's name.